It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did you hear what happened with this guy?
I'm afraid.
It was a terrific thing. I'm going to try and tell it in a way that they can't bleep it, but I doubt it. See, this guy says to another guy, he says, every time I sneeze, I have this complete gratification that comes from a way of having connubial fulfillment. He says, you mean every time you sneeze, you have a complete feeling as though you and someone you are closely related with through marriage had experienced many moments of gymnastics? He said, yes. He says, each time you sneeze, he says, what do you take them for? He said, pepper.
We'll be right back.
Try to bleep that,
after a word from the...
Coming to you live from the WKFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
It had to be you.
I knew it.
If I had to be you.
No, don't like that song anymore, Rob.
Great intro.
Great intro. Fantastic intro. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Friday, isn't it?
It is. All day.
It happens to be Friday all day.
Yeah.
That Buddy Hackett clip you played from the Tonight Show, the old Tonight Show. Nice to see they were dealing with the same crap that we've been dealing with for years and years and years.
Exactly.
And I like that. Try to bleep that, smartass. At the very end.
You never do Buddy Hackett.
I've never done my Buddy Hackett.
Thank you for that.
My father, God rest his soul, used to do a Buddy Hackett impression.
Wow. Really?
It was a very bitter Buddy Hackett, and it would come after my father would have a few cocktails.
Right.
And he would say, I bet Buddy Hackett doesn't understand what bass fishing is all about. He'd be in the backyard saying, what are these, worms? I somehow remember my dad doing that.
That's funny.
There you go, Papa. All right. Welcome to the show. Today is August 1st, 2008.
Yes.
A very, very large show planned for you today.
Just plain
it's a large
big.
One.
Lots of weird stuff going on in here today. We're going to be all over the place. We're going to welcome adult film star Carmen Hart
with open
in
arms.
Studio,
yes,
with open arms,
legs,
and strippers. You have to do research when you're going to get a guest
That's
on the
right.
show.
But Mike, you've been researching her for 6 months.
I actually was researching her probably not less than 2 or 3 hours ago.
Right.
And my brood has arrived, so I've got the kids downstairs. And I'm doing a little show research, and I'm sitting there, and I'm kind of diving into this website. I'm not going to join. They always want you to join.
Yes.
Yes,
so I'm not going to join, but okay. I'm going to be a visitor, a guest visitor. Uh-huh. And there were several photographs that were there, and then suddenly I hear thump, thump, thump.
Yeah.
And I immediately dump out of that.
And you're back to CNN.com.
Mm-hmm. CNN.com, which I watch every day. Also today, Brian Posehn in studio. I was calling him Posehn. They used to call him that on one other show, but it's Posehn. I have that correct now. He will be at the Arlington Cinema and Drafthouse tonight and tomorrow night. You can get info on a very funny guy, ArlingtonDrafthouse.com, and of course Joe McLeod on the movies today.
Wow. Sure.
And Buzz and I were discussing one of the movies, Swing Vote, which I somehow think people should be wary about because seems to me, that this might be you got one side of the aisle represented in a lot of these actors that are in it, and so I would almost go see it. Are you going to get a chance to check it out this weekend? Perhaps.
I'd love to.
I really want to know what you think of it.
I think I have time to do that.
I hear it's 2 hours of furthering the agenda of Nathan Lane.
See, well, Nathan then. Lane's the wild card. Uh-huh. Nathan Lane is the wild card. I'm not sure what his politics are, but
I'm sure I do.
Why is Fred telling me he's running in a race tomorrow? Hold on a second. Let's go,
and
gentlemen.
Who's Fred?
To one of my favorite places in the whole wide world. the great state of Maine, and Fred in Portland, Maine. Fred, why are you calling to tell me you're running in a race? Fred,
apparently
he's not. Speak with you.
Now the volume is turned up. Go ahead, Fred. What can I do for you?
Well, Mike, tomorrow I'm running in a 10K for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And since you are a noted fitness enthusiast, I was wondering if you might have some words of advice. Or
I can give you no guidance. I simply lift weights 2 days a week now. Mm-hmm. I hardly do any aerobic stuff.
No
and,
running?
You know, 10K. I've never been much of a runner,
no.
Even when I've lost
you
a lot of weight.
You did the turkey trot.
I did the turkey trot back home a couple of times, but I hated it. I hate running. I hate going to those races mm-hmm. because the people stink, and I mean that literally. Mm-hmm. That when you go into – I was in a gymnasium. When I went to the it's in Manchester, Connecticut, is
right.
where they have this this Thanksgiving morning race.
Right.
And it just smelled like B.O. and Bengay. And I'll never forget that as long as I
can't
live.
Think of a worse way to start off Thanksgiving than getting up early and running.
Oh, but now let me tell you, when you got done with it, it was fantastic because you are.
Because it was done?
Yeah, it's like Pig Out City. You know, you've done a race. You've done a 5K or a 10K, so go off and, you know, have a great time. But I don't know anything about it. You know what I know about running? You ever see the really, like, emaciated, skinny people that are on the side of the...
Skin and
those
bones.
Are people that should run.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I shouldn't run. If I run, every muscle in my body is going to blow up. How much do you weigh there, Fred?
I weigh at least 220.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
I mean, how tall are you?
About 5'10".
Oh, really? So you're a big guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You're a big guy, and you're doing... I mean, have you been practicing?
Well, I've been trying to over the past few weeks, but
see,
I was
you're
really
the kind
wondering...
of guy. I got to tell you, Fred, you're the kind of person that I have a tremendous amount of admiration for. I was out. I think it was last weekend, mm-hmm. and I saw a guy that had to be 250, 260, and about 5'8".
Wow!
And he was running, and I my heart went out to the guy.
Was he chasing an ice cream truck?
He was running, and he you could tell. That he was making progress, but I mean,
sure.
that's so much harder uh-huh. for a guy that weight to do.
I'm
you know,
sure.
I admired it.
It's
but
tough on the knees.
And Fred, I would imagine a 10K. You've done it before, right? You've jogged or been on the treadmill up to a certain point. Have you only been doing treadmill, or have you been running outside?
I've been doing a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you're set.
What is 10K? Is that like 5
10K
miles?
10K is 500 miles.
That's
yeah.
a long mm-hmm. race.
Yeah. That's a death race. No, it's 6.2 miles.
6.2 miles, which, you know, a lot of the races are 10Ks. And the 5Ks are what, like a little, like 3 miles or something,
3.1,
right?
3.1, probably.
The 5Ks are 3, yes.
3. Fred, it sounds like you got it together. If you've been warming up and doing that, just stay hydrated and be careful up there.
So is it a good idea to start drinking during, before, or after the race?
It depends on when you want to vomit. You know, if you want to vomit during the race, which I always think adds a tremendous amount of drama to the actual competition,
yeah.
I would say, you know, have a couple of, chug a couple of beers before uh-huh. you start the race.
Well, with all that notion of being around a lot of smelly people, uh-huh. The race is right by the ocean, so I figure if it's low tide, that'll be a perfect combination, right?
Now, Fred talks about low tide, and for those of you that have not been to the great state of Maine, mm-hmm. It's a beautiful state, but they have low tide like nobody has low tide.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
you go through some clam flats when you're up in the state of Maine, and I mean, I swear to God, it's like who's got the adult diaper in the back seat of the car?
It's one of the few times where your friends will fart in the car, and you will thank them for it.
That's suddenly better,
Fred. I wish you the best of luck. I couldn't say it better myself. I hope you do very well in your race, and give us a call next week and let us know how you did.
Will do, sir.
All right, I'll talk to
good
you
luck.
Soon.
Yeah,
all
have
right.
a good one. Bye.
All right, that's Fred. I swear to God, low tide up in Maine. Man, I mean, we were going by over by Bar Harbor up on the coast of Maine.
Aren't you supposed to say Bahaba?
Bahaba, that's right. We're going to go to Bahaba, and it was dead low tide.
And that happens twice a day, right?
Twice a day. The tides are incredibly dramatic up there. Yeah. I mean, you know, you'll see.
Oh, I'm the tide!
No, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, they go way the hell down, smartass.
I thought
it's going to be a long Friday with him.
Sure.
I already know that. He's already bouncing off the wall.
Wait till we get liquor in him.
Oh,
that's
not today. He's doing it next week.
Next week, I'll be fine.
Man, the stink, though. I just remember the...
lot of dead clams. Is that what you're
talking
about?
No, it's just the overall mud.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the mud flats, and it's not...
I do think it has a lot to do with dead seafood, though.
Yeah.
But that's part of the ground.
That might have something to do with it, but as my late grandfather used to say, it's a good healthy smell.
Do you
just
do
like
you,
going by a
well, that's just
a field with cow manure in it? That's a good healthy smell.
Okay,
not necessarily what I used to pleasant. Say. Do you clam up there?
I have. Yeah, I used to, as a kid, I did
how
it
are
all the time.
How are the quahogs up there?
The problem was when I was growing up. Even back then, we had pollution scares, and on the beaches, believe it or not, you think pristine Maine, but with all these old places, where you walk up and down the coastline of Maine, where some of these old houses that were built in the 1800s are, and you see huge metal rusted pipes sticking out of the side of the hill.
Yeah.
And you know what that is? That's
lead.
that's poo. I mean, that's just that.
Well, it's also probably lead.
That lead, it's bad stuff. So they had, you know, but there was a time when I'd go down and I'd dig clams.
Poo.
And you know how you get a clam?
How do you
that you'd have the little tiny air holes that they have.
Right.
They're bivalves, you see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they shoot
signing.
Up the water. They shoot up the water, and you would see them. And if you stepped on a certain area, you'd see the spray come up in the air, and
well,
then you dig your ass off. And I loved
we,
it.
We
did
didn't have
a, did you ever have the rake?
I had a clam rake, yeah.
Yeah, clamming
I had the
is
boots.
Fun. Kids, my kids hate it, but
see,
I love it.
I looked and looked, but I don't think we have any clams in Kansas.
Bearded ones. I think
oh,
those
well,
are the kinds
yes,
you have.
I found those.
And they're fine, too.
Uh-huh.
Or you can drive up across the state line, go to a little place called the Corral.
That's a rake I have.
Yeah. And talk about bad smell at low tide.
So I love it up there, and I did actually do that growing up. And yeah. I remember another thing when you talk about mussels in restaurants today, where you go into the little black bivalves that everybody gets all excited about. About, you know,
ooh, mussels in a little white wine, a sauce of a linguine.
It's good. I remember that was just something we avoided.
Was,
we didn't, nobody was eating mussels. Mm-hmm. And now you go up there and in the little harbor where I grew up there, you will see huge, huge boats with these big, they almost look like the kind of wheels you would use in bingo, only they're a lot larger, and they're draggers. And they come by, and every single day that I was up in the great state of Maine, those guys would go out, and they would come by in the afternoon, and you'd look on the beach, and you'd see bags on top of bags on top of bags stacked with these mussels. And the only thing I was thinking of, well, you know, let's just check your watch, set your watch and see what time these are going to be fished out, where they're going to destroy that ecosystem as
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No,
you really look at that and you go, I mean, because
they're scraping them out like that. Yeah.
Dragging them and doing it like that. So there's my little lesson in Maine. That's Maine 101 for those of you that have
delightful.
Never been into
I enjoyed
the,
it. Someday me and you should go clamming.
You know what I really I'd love to do, and I mean this sincerely.
Great clamming at my dad's place.
I would love to get the whole gang up there. At one point, I'd love you to see
a
what I've been talking
broadcast?
About. Yeah, or just to go up there, you know, just like
it.
Take a long weekend and we all go up there. I'd just love to show you
in a station wagon,
a minivan.
It'd be nice.
And go up there and show you what I've been talking about for,
I'd love
for
to
20
go up.
Plus years. That would be great. All right, big show coming up today. I did want to mention one thing. As I was in the office and trying to get a picture downloaded of this hump that works for Barack Obama that pissed me off this morning.
Yes.
And the guy's name is David Axelrod.
That's
I'll get to that in a minute. I realize everybody in this office is an effing computer expert.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys hear yourself when I was sitting there? I'm trying to get a picture.
Rob
says, cut and paste, move that. Buzz is like, well, you're using Yahoo. Beth Ann's like, well, move it over. Move the cursor over there. And I'm like, okay, I know how to get a picture of the guy. You go put his name in and then click images and it comes up there. But everybody is a computer. And then Timmy Obibene comes by and Timmy says, why don't you reboot it? And I realize everybody's an effing, because my computer here at work as well as at home is moving so slow.
But did I or did I not get you a picture?
Well, I kind of would have gotten it myself. I could have done it.
Mike,
wait a minute.
You'd given up.
You ended up with a blank page that said done, and then you started screaming, and that was the end of that.
Wait, I thought that page eventually loaded.
No, Rob went behind you, and you turned your back and loaded it with Google.
I did. I thought you knew that.
See, this is why you two are going to kill me.
Because
you're conspiring against
me.
No,
there's no conspiracy.
You're conspiring
Mike,
against me.
I can't sneak to save
this
my life.
This is why I drink on Friday.
Do you think I was, like, secretly going behind
you?
No,
he wasn't
sneaking.
See,
I thought it just eventually loaded. I didn't know that you did that.
No.
You're a man of large carriage. I can't believe that I
missed you while you were.
What was I, ranting?
You were yelling.
I was yelling.
You were so displeased at that time. You were mad at the Democratic Party and your computer.
All right. Now, one of the things that we have learned on the Mike O'Mara show is that really the land of political content is really not our forte.
Right.
We have taken a little taste here and there. I remember the atrocious interview that I did with one Dick Morris that he hated. I hated, and I believe the listeners hated. I took a big, deep breath at that point in time, and I said, listen, we'll talk about this as sport, but we're not going to, you know, be anybody that's going to pontificate.
We're
right?
not pundits.
I don't make any secret of the fact that that I like Obama. I've talked about it, but I, you know what? What you like and who you choose to like is fine. But as far as I look at it, I almost look at it like a sporting event. And when you have a sporting event, you want to make sure, you know, if there are players that aren't playing that well on your particular team, you want to bitch them out. And that's what I want to do today with this dude, David Axelrod, that came on the Today Show. It's my opinion right now that, you know, as far as my team is concerned, that with this campaign ad that McCain ran with Paris Hilton and Britney Spears, I think it was a little over the top. And I really think that the Obama people could cry foul a little bit more than they have. And I've watched a couple of Democratic presidential races with John Kerry and before that with Al Gore, where it's the opinion of a lot of Democrats like myself that we just sit on our hands, man. We sit on our hands and take it. And this is one where I think they should have, you know, screamed from the highest mountain. You know, that's BS.
Right.
You know, let's call BS on you. And then today, because Barack Obama goes out and makes a speech and says, they're going to try to tell you that I'm not qualified. They're going to scare you about me. They're going to tell you I don't look like the presidents that have been on the $5 or the $1 bill.
Right.
That's what he says. And then you have the McCain camp come out today and say he's playing the race card.
Right.
And I think they should have screamed bloody murder, say no effing way. And the fact is also that the race card exists in this campaign.
Sure.
And everybody I have talked to, it already did. Mm-hmm. It's the way it is. But that's not my issue. That's, hey, that's the way I feel about it. And you know what? I'm not here to tell anybody how I think they should feel about it, because I am tired of that crap as well. I am totally sick and tired of pundits, you know, of people that, get on radio shows, you know, and most of them on the right, at least the ones that, you know, are mass marketed, right. The people that you hear them, you know, popping off all the time.
On any good AM station.
But, you know, that's just my feeling. It's my personal opinion. So when they got the guy on, David Axelrod, from the Obama campaign, now, I believe he was labeled as Barack Obama's chief political strategist.
So he's the boss.
And he gets in there and he's just mild and mumbling and stumbling and bumbling. Meanwhile, the guy on the other team,
Republican,
you know, he's coming in and he's just going zip, 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 you know, point after point after point. I found myself yelling at the TV today. Because the whole thing about the Britney ad and Paris ad pissed me off. It really did, because it, to me, is sneaky and it's underhanded, and I just got pissed off. But really, this is just a note, in my opinion, to the Democrats that are running Barack Obama's campaign. Two things. If you're going to combat this type of, you know, they call it what, low road politics?
Exactly.
Sure.
Hey, the Democrats do it and the Republicans
do
it. Okay.
Everybody does
But the
it.
Fact is, everybody knows the last two elections were street fights. They were street brawls. And you got to play rough. If you're going to win it, you got to play rough. And secondly, don't put somebody on TV representing your campaign if he's sleepy or he doesn't have his S together. And that's the rap on this guy, that he's like, he bridges the gap and he's a mild-mannered guy. You know, no.
I want the,
you know, bring me back the alien. You know, James Carville. Really, bring the pit bull back on. A guy that gets legitimately pissed off. And where's, you know, how about a little indignation? I mean, I have a dog in this fight.
Who's I know that? Who would be good as the chief political strategist. Who? Gene Simmons.
Perfect.
Gene Simmons. No one would interrupt him and he'd get the point. I mean,
I'm Gene Simmons. Hey, did you guys hear enough about that interview yesterday
yeah.
on this show?
Oh my gosh.
Did you find anybody that likes Gene Simmons? I didn't.
No.
I swear to God.
I mean, I knew he was what he was,
but I heard a lot of people talking about Gene Simmons.
A lot of people like the interview, but they still hate Gene Simmons.
And that's the thing. People find him fascinating, even if they don't like him.
The only reason I do like the guy is because he is what he is. And if people misconstrued the fact that you know, he was being rude to me, no, he was being Gene Simmons,
that's
like he is
him.
To everybody.
That's right.
And you know, I happen to watch his show, and so I knew that was the Gene Simmons that we were getting.
You can't get mad at a fish for swimming.
Yeah, I mean, he's a self-motivated.
Self-promoting,
self-interested guy. That's what he does. But his rap is Donald Trump meets womanizer of 4,800 women.
Right.
And Gene Simmons was fine. But boy, last night coming home and hearing what Carla had to say about what's the deal with that guy? And that's just who he is. That's Gene Simmons.
I found out when I got home that Carrie was number 4,120.
Really?
And she sends her best.
Really?
So that's good.
Well, you have a long tongue too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a long tongue?
I don't know.
Can we see it?
Would you?
No.
It's pretty. It
seems
not,
average.
Not
it'll
crazy
do.
Long.
I can't touch
tongue?
My
tongue.
I don't think
tongue.
Mine is, but here goes.
All right. Am I?
No.
No.
We're average.
No,
we're all
we
average
can't,
tongues.
Can you touch? Can you stick out your tongue and touch your nose?
No. No way. No.
I can.
You can't. Let me see. He just
old
stuck
joke.
His tongue out.
Oh, old my joke. God. Which was headed there anyway.
Hey.
Speedwagon.
That's an old joke.
He's here all week. So that is about as political as I plan to get during this whole political season.
But
really,
you were red hot.
Look, if you have a team you're rooting for, mm-hmm. and that's the way I look at it. You got a team you're rooting for. There's some people that don't give an S in this country.
Right.
There's some people that are passionate for one team, and then there's some people that get into another team. And I don't begrudge anybody. What I don't believe I'm qualified to do is sit here and talk to you like I am the answer, like I know what's going on. You know, because the fact is I have my opinion. Mm-hmm. I know who I like.
Right.
You probably know my politics when I say who I like. I don't have to sit there and hit you over the head with it. I'm here to have a good time and have buzz babes and
sure.
porn stars and Brian Posehn and that kind of crap.
It just seems to me that the Democrats have the better celebrities. They should be able to come up with something slicker.
The fact is, and the whole thing with the better celebrities, you know, and it's funny when that's the ad campaign they came out with Britney Spears and Paris
right.
Hilton. He's a celebrity. What the F is John McCain? He's a celebrity, too.
Well, of course.
To me, I really think they could have squawked a little bit more. And at least the guys that they're going to put out front as their talking heads, they ought to have their act together a little bit before they're going to go on TV. And this guy Axelrod was on there, and I'm like, you know, get mm-hmm. your message, man.
Mm-hmm.
Get your message out there. That's your job. You are representing your candidate. Get on there and have your S together when you're going to talk on TV. He pissed me off. That's all I wanted to say.
I like it when you pontificate because there are a lot of swing votes out there, a lot
yeah.
of people who are undecided.
Well, there are, and there are a lot of people that do not get into it like I do.
Mm-hmm.
I really have to tell you, I get into it. For a couple of reasons. I really do think that, that my opinions on certain things, I believe in my opinions.
Sure, well, you should.
You know, I really, really feel strongly about that. But I also think that the people that I've heard that propagate their opinions as the law and the rule of the land,
mm-hmm.
that's BS.
Yeah,
that's crap.
We've had enough of that for a while.
Well, the fact is, I mean, I know you feel very strongly, and it gets into your news. Everybody knows that listens to your news.
How's that?
I agree with your, you know, with your angle. I think sometimes you're a little heavy-handed, and you know, I think the other side is heavy-handed, too. But I also think, where are we right now? And really,
yeah.
that's what I look at. Mm-hmm. I wake up in the morning and I say,
the environment we're in.
How we all doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm just,
you know, how you doing with yeah. the, you know, with the unemployment rate? How you doing with your price of gas? That's it.
Are
Simple
you better
stuff.
Now? Are you better off now than 5, 10 years ago?
I mean, people have said that for years in political campaigns. That's the way it works.
I'm just disappointed that Obama didn't go with my commercial idea, which was an interview with John McCain's spot.
The one on his
yeah,
cheek,
the one that they removed.
His right cheek.
Truth is, the
yes,
spot
this is
wanted
my
off.
Spot that I've got here right now.
All right, Dangerous, I'm going to take a call that says politics
oh,
here.
Oh, no.
Let's go to Seth in Leesburg, Virginia. Seth, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How
Great
are you,
town.
Seth?
Hey, Mike, I'm good. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point out that it seems to me that McCain kind of wins if, you know, Obama says, well, you're a celebrity too, because then people will say, well, you know why John McCain's a celebrity is because he spent 5 years, you know, in a prison camp and he's a hero. It just seems like if you spin it that way, it kind of rebounds back to favor McCain.
Well, I suppose that's why I'm not like a spin doctor, and I completely agree with you, Seth.
I don't know.
If you put that in a campaign, I think that would be a great rebuttal to what I just said if you were doing it as a political campaign.
Is not Obama famous for being a senator who did very good work in Illinois and wrote a very thoughtful
book? I'll tell you know what I'm talking about.
It's a good thing to be famous
for. And I hate to get too political on this show.
Me too, just trying to think both sides.
I look at Obama as a guy that is very successful and has generated this kind of heat in his political campaign
right.
based on the fact that he is what Ronald Reagan was to the Republicans, a great communicator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he is a
true.
Great message deliverer, and mm-hmm. I really think that's an important role of the president. Two things I think a president should do.
Mm-hmm.
He should surround himself with the best and the brightest people he can get,
right.
and he should be an incredible deliverer of
mm-hmm.
the message.
We need that.
So I believe that Barack Obama would do both things. I truly do.
Mm-hmm. In the grand scheme of things, the president is not as powerful as you might think the president is.
And the nice thing about this election, I don't despise John McCain at all. I really do believe that John McCain is a legitimate war hero. John
sure.
McCain has done things in his life that a minuscule amount of human beings would be capable
really.
Of doing. And that's pure courage, and I respect that as well. I think we got good choices.
I
really do
yeah.
for the first time in
a long time.
So
agreed.
That's the way. But just keep some of these I hate these professional polls that they put on TV on both sides, you know, because they just they piss me off to start with. And at least if my guy's going to be on there, I want to see him be able to form a sentence.
How many statistics do you think are made up in those polls? I think they're entirely made up.
I heard you say that earlier today. No, that's crazy. No,
they got to be. I mean, 48% and 44%. Well, see, they're
guys,
so close.
Guys, that's where you are a super cynic. I don't agree with you on
guys,
that.
Guys, these guys are dedicated to numbers. And they love
exactly
them.
Exactly what they want you to think.
Polls, what I do know is polls are incredibly inaccurate.
Oh, sure. You can't, you know.
You don't know. So when Buzz comes out with a different you know, technically, if they really wanted to. Uh-huh. No, but I think they survey 1,000 people.
Yeah.
I think they do that every day. I think there are people that are paid to do that in these polling companies. But I think that it is not, they haven't devised a system that is foolproof.
Hi, my name is Jethro Gallup, and our most recent poll says they're tied.
Let's go to Madison, Virginia, and Chris. Chris, you're on the show. We got to take a break coming up here. Chris, what can we do for you?
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I love your show.
Thank you very much. That's nice of you.
And I wanted to say hi to Rob and Buzz, and
I love the Buzz time
that you have, and I think it's a great improvement from your show before.
Well, I appreciate That's the nice words. Nice. That's very nice of you, and we're having fun doing the show, Chris. Thank you very much for listening. We've got to take a break here. When we come back, we will have our very first Buzz of the Day.
Sex news.
And coming up later, we've got the adult film star, Carmen Hart. You see. You don't want to talk too much about politics. Then it makes you look completely ridiculous when you're gushing over a porn star.
You see how we're going to move on now to something more fun?
Yeah, it's going to be a little transition. And the show will get progressively more fun as we go on.
I wonder how she feels about polls.
I think
Rob Spiewak once again.
Thank you and good night.
All right, good stuff. We'll come back right after this with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.